room 305. Well, Frank had checked in for the night. He left his suitcase on the floor of room 305 and he'd gone down to the lobby. He was just about to step out, you know, to get a little air when a couple of the old boys snared him in their small talk. Frank didn't mind. He wasn't in a hurry. Someone asked if he was just passing through hell. Frank said he hadn't even quite arrived. Everybody laughed the way they do, and then someone mentioned the ghost supposed to occupy room 305. Well, Frank, he wasn't superstitious. He'd had his leg pulled a few times before, but no, they were serious. This was a real McCoy. Well, boys, Frank said, just call me curious. They say there's only two reasons for murder, love or money. Which was it? Well, some of these boys thought it was love, and some figured it had to be money, but they all agreed that the killer was a gambler, and the lady's name was Honey. And oh, they said, how they used to stare when that lady come on in. She had the prettiest face you ever seen, and eyes like a chill blue wind. And oh, they said, she could stop a man with one hard look, and she could tear his heart out with a smile. Hell, she was the only woman this side of Blessed Creek could take a man that last and lonely mile. In the end, they all agreed she was really something. Something had to be seen. She had a face lifted from an old movie poster, or maybe from a dream. Well, those old boys, you know, they talked about cold steel and expensive lace, her soft child bodies, if they'd ever been there, and the experience written on her face. They talked about guys on the muscle and how to use a gun, broken promises, broken dreams, and bad guys on the run. They talked about stolen cash, love, diamonds, and deceit. One old boy went on about the glass slipper gag and Honey's slim white feet, and then someone mentioned the blood stains you could still see upon the stairs. Another muttered something about the blood on her summer dress and the blood in her fine blonde hair, and then the silence still as mirrors that filled the lobby of that hotel was broken by the big old grandfather clock chiming the hour of 12. Hell, it's just another small town secret, Frankie thought. Someone's unpaid dues. Still, the smell of cheap perfume hung in the air just like it was his own bad news. Frank turned, went to the counter, picked up a newspaper and a pack of Player's Light. By the time he turned around again, those old boys had faded clean out of sight. And Frank looked and looked, and all he could see was an old photograph of a ghostly blonde flashing a big movie smile, and written across the picture the words, "Love, love, honey, best wishes at your trial." Well, Frank, he just lit up a smoke, stood looking out at the rain and thinking how good it was to be alive and inside, and wondering what the hell he was going to do about that girl, name of Honey, up in room 305.